Blog Talk Radio.
Heaven, hear me now. I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I? I look to you, I look to you. searching for that open door.
All right. Man, people, it's a beautiful day. Well, actually, it's a little chilly, cloudy, but it ain't bitterin' hot, and I ain't complaining. But we better take advantage of these few days we got here in the Midwest, because it won't be long. It'll be that white stuff on the ground that some people don't know about. But we here in the Midwest, y'all know exactly what it is, and it gets cold. But we better enjoy these nice days we get. It is July the 17th, and I'm talking about winter. Ain't that something? Because Detroit will sneak up on you. I'm not surprised if we don't get no snow in the middle of July one day. But it's coming down here. We halfway through the year and over. I can tell the difference. So my traveling is going to slack up, and I'm going to have to go south to do any traveling and see any races and be part of the races. I just can't wait till I get my car together. So I'm going to intervene racing with my traveling. If I have to go across the border to get my ducks, and trust me, I will be going after them. I just got to get some things together. I know. It's going to take a minute, but I got to put this whole plan together, because when you get your car together, you got to have your traveling aspect all in gear. So when you travel, you want to go and bet some good money, the money that you can afford. So I got to have everything ironed out and in place. So I got to have my money together, I got to have my car together, and be ready to travel. So I'm going to make a career out of this. It's going to be a beautiful thing. I don't want to be tied down to where I got to stay here in Detroit long periods of time. I want to be able to travel and go get my money, because I'm going to be busting some heads when I travel. And if you can hang, come on, go with me. If you can't, stay on the porch. But there's money all over this country. And sometimes it's not right at your doorsteps. It's not right in your neighborhood. It's not local. It's sometimes you got to go regional or over the road to get your money. So with that being said, we're going to be able to get out there and have some fun and do some racing. We're going to talk a few things about racing, safety, whatever y'all want to talk about. We're going to talk about it here on the Shake and Bake Show. And I got one topic I got to throw out there. For those that know Mudbone out of Chicago, we want to take our hats off to him because he got him a race in California, Sacramento. And it has been confirmed that Mudbone won over Bodie. Now, more details, we're going to have to find out a little bit more about it because we've seen some videos where Mudbone pulled it out. But what it was Bodie gave him, he let him shake up out of there. He let him leave. He gave him the break and the clear. And Bodie gave him a little bit too much. So he came out with that win. And that's good. That's good. Whatever race, that whatever they give you, you take it and you win. You get your money and you get paid. You get a W. I ain't mad at you. That's a good thing. So we're going to take our hats off to Mudbone. I know he's busy right now, but I'm going to try to see if I can get him to come on a little later on. Congratulate him on his win. And our hats go off to anybody that got a W. I don't care who it is. They got their W. They deserve a pat on the back. They deserve their money. They deserve their trophy. So with that being said, that was a good thing. And what else ever y'all want to talk about, hit the one button. We can get it on here on the Shake and Bake Fudge Talk Show. All right. I see we got a hand up. Hold on 1 second before we get to my co-host. I got to make one phone call, people, so hold on one quick second. Hold on one second. All right, hold on, Payo. I might as well go ahead and open up your mic. What's up, my brother?
What's happening, man?
I got how you doing, question. Payo? Is it quick?
Yeah, it's real quick. Can you elaborate?
You got the flow.
That white stuff you was talking about coming down from the sky a little bit more, because I'm having trouble with that. I'm having issues, and I don't know what it is.
Up the freezer part, and you see that white stuff up at the top that's freezing. You got your pop and your favorite drink cold, and you take your hand and stick it in there, and you get that frost in your hand. That white stuff that's cold to the touch. You might not see it on the sidewalk, but it's in the refrigerator.
Oh, I know. Okay, because I got a freezer stock. Okay, I see what it is.
Yeah, that's the.
Wait, that's
we
the,
have what's in your.
So you telling
we
me,
have what's in your freezer?
You have it
here in the state, in the state of Michigan.
That comes out of the sky. That's
oh crazy. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's something else, Phil. I mean, all that little bit you have in your refrigerator. Imagine it covering the whole state of Michigan. The whole Midwest.
Get out of here. I don't believe this. I don't believe this for 1 second, man.
Yeah. You
no
don't believe
way.
Me?
Absolutely
I got,
not.
I got buddies that will back what I say. I've got Brother Rich. I've got Brother Corey. I've got Uncle Lat. Man, in the Midwest, it's crazy out here, bro.
Now, let me ask you, man.
Y'all dealing with fires.
We've been
Long
friends 10, 12 years. Why you want to shake me down? Why you want to shake me down like this and make me that gullible that this white stuff falls from the sky? Why would you want to do that to me?
Hey, I'm just telling you the truth. So when you come here, you know when to leave. I give you the signal when I say, when I wink my eye and you see me going to the closet, it's time to go because I'm going to get that snow coat.
I'll tell you when it's time to go. When it drops below 68 degrees for me, that's when it's time to go.
Yeah. Well, if 68 degrees is bad for you, head to the California and jump on the first thing flying because it's about to come down, bro.
It gets to 71. It gets to 71 degrees out here. My AC comes on, okay? It never gets below 71 degrees in California, baby.
I see, man.
We ain't playing that.
There's a group of people in this world that love that stuff. They go skiing, ice skating, snowboarding.
I thought they was called Eskimos.
I mean, those people there that started it. They warned us not to fool with this white stuff, but we was hard-headed because it got rid of all the Eskimos. Is there any more Eskimos left?
I don't know. It's too cold up there for me to go check.
Man, I remember in elementary and high school, they showed a picture of maybe like a family. Where's them family? That cold stuff ain't for us, bro. Ooh, that's for the birds. That's for the birds. I can't deal with that cold stuff.
I'll try to tweet about it if I can, but
yeah, take the Midwest word for it, man. Stay south of the border, bro. It's warm, man. Cause this stuff here, man, we got 6 months of that stuff, and it's cold. 6 months. Actually, a little more than 6 months, it seems like, because sometimes our winter starts in October. But
I can't believe you're talking about it in July.
Yeah, because I'm waiting on the day. It's going to snow in July one day. Somebody had a song out about snowing in July, but it's going to come a day where it's going to snow in July. Sure is, because our weather, man, it changes when it wants to. We can have all four seasons in one day. That is no lie. I have seen and witnessed it. So,
wow.
But you got to prepare for it. So when them weather changes, you got to gear up because there's money to be made in each one of those climates. That's why I got a tow truck, snow blower, because you can make money during that time, but you can't stay out there too long. Your hands go getting cold, aching. Don't get frostbit. But that's the snow part of it. So I don't want to scare you. You know you're welcome to come to the Motor City when it's 80 some degrees, and when that temperature go down.
What is that
for?
Like one day,
I'm
and then it drops down to 30 the next.
Oh no. Oh, now you stepping on my toes. No, it ain't no one day, man. We have plenty of days, but when it gets to 70, when it gets to 69 degrees, I'm taking you to the airport. So make sure I'm gonna let you wear one of my coats when you get here.
My thermometer dropped quick, boy. I'll feel it too.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. It'll get cold. But if the roads shut down and the freeway shut down, we might have to get you to the airport. We might have to use one of our snowmobiles. Tom was on here last week. I met him at the racetrack. He's got a Pro Mod or a Pro Stock snowmobile. That sucker flies,
ooh,
bro.
That's what them snowmobiles.
That sucker flies. Yes. And, oh, you know what he said? The snowmobile with him on it weighs 650 pounds.
That's just like a motorcycle.
Yeah, dude, 650. Actually, it's lighter than a motorcycle, I think, because my motorcycle by itself was 500. And then you got all that. You got enough motor to carry that sucker down a quarter mile track at high speeds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's rolling. I forgot
that's
what his time
power,
he said
baby.
He was going. He told us last week how fast he was going. I forgot. I didn't even write it down, but it was hot telling it out there. I know he was. I know he said something four somethings, man. I just don't quite remember. But he was hauling ass, and he put it together himself. He made his own little trailer to go with it, with the air ride suspension on the trailer. He's got it going on. My hat goes out to Brother Tom. Yes, sir.
That's pretty dang good.
Mm-hmm. And you just strap yourself down on that Delco the best way you can. I don't think they got seat belts, but you hold on to dear life and away you go.
It's just another version of a motorcycle. And there ain't no seat belt.
Yeah, and you remember you was telling me about the
front wheels.
Yeah, the tires on that sucker. I mean, the traction of that
track. Yeah,
I don't know what of that
belt.
Track. That's what you call it, a track. That you say that
it
sucker
was
got
belt,
a.
Yeah.
You say it's something
yeah,
about
they make,
the,
they make,
the traction of
they
it.
Make
you say
compound.
What did you say?
It's slick compound. They make a belt.
It's just
those.
Like the slicks
so it's actually
on my car.
A tire. Exactly.
Yeah.
That same compound.
Because I know they can 60 foot like crazy. And by it being with a short wheelbase, they don't have to worry too much about this sucker coming up high in the air. But it gets the hell, it carries the mail, that's for sure.
So here,
I'm impressed
here's
with
the question
sucker.
I'm going to ask you.
What, sir?
Here's a question I'm going to ask you. Would that be considered a small tire or a big tire?
Oh,
inquiring
man.
Minds would like to know.
I like to know too. We're gonna save that for my guest to come on the show. Would the snowmobile track tire be considered as a big tire or small tire? That's a good topic there.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to get some more opinions on it before I put out my opinion. That's a good idea. That's a good question. That's a good, very good question.
Or is it even considered a tie?
Well, it will still have to be because you got the two rolling tires on the front. Because they take
well, you got those are like they're like skateboard wheels on the front.
Yeah.
A higher quality
skateboard
wheel, like a rollerblade.
It's still so it still would be considered as three tires on that snowmobile. Wouldn't you think?
Well, I think that because of the way the front is, because on a snowmobile you have the track, you have the ski part of it, and these
mm-hmm.
have, they're like rollers, like if you took rollerblades, they had that kind
mm-hmm.
of a setup on the front of them. But the back,
yeah.
You know, the back is a little different. What is that belt considered? You know, it's not, I don't think it's 10.5 inches wide. It might be a little bit wider.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's where does it fall into play? And could I run that? Could I run that in an event with the classification of a snowmobile? Is it
you know
a motorcycle?
What?
No.
And you know what?
Or jet ski for
that's a good idea. If say for instance, you and I threw a race, and we had motorcycles come to the race. We had an event with the motorcycles. Can the snowmobile get in with the motorcycles?
Well, now here I'm going to play the argument side. Let's say I got my drag bike. I'm going to say my motorcycle only has two wheels. Period. One in the back, one in the front. A snowmobile could have up to eight of those wheels in the front and one big wide-ass tire, belt, whatever.
In the back.
In the back. So I'd be overmatched traction-wise because that slick that I'm running on my bike might be only 8.5 inches wide, 9 inches wide. Compared to that belt being 12 inches. So it comes into play. And then if it's 12 inches, you know what? I can't even run in a small tire class because they're all 10.5.
I think what I would do is I would get quite a few of the motorcycle guys and then see how many snowmobile guys I got and ask them what y'all motorcycle guys like to have the snowmobile guys in y'all race. If majority of them says yes, then we'll do it. If it's like a big number says no because we're outmatched, we would have to talk about it because then we got to see how fast is the snowmobile versus the motorcycle. If they're compatible, I don't see it being no problem, but if it's not, then I would have to eliminate it. So it's something to be discussed and to see if they would, you know, because I've seen motorcycles race cars. You still got four tires versus two tires. So, but there's motorcycles that can beat some cars. So you would have to get a class that's kind of compatible with each other. You would have to get a class of people that's kind of compatible with each other. And
I think personally, Shay,
work it that way.
I think personally, you'd have to have your own class for snowmobiles. I don't think they could run with the cars or the bikes. I think it's a whole different. Personally, it's a different classification. But you know, it's up for argument or up for debate.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I say, if their times are close, then you can put them in there. You know, like they do in some states, like down south, they have a four-car shootout. It's only four cars, right? But those four people are close, and they think, well, I think I can beat number four. I think I can beat number two. He thinks number four thinks he can beat number one. So they're close. People would like to see that. So if I got two snowmobiles and, say, four bikes, and they're all close within times, people would like to see that. Because if the snowmobile come out on top, whoo, they're going to be like, I told you, like that snowmobile. And it could go either way.
I think that snowmobile is, could be a scary ride, too. If you get one that really sticks and hooks, you gotta worry about wheelie bars, that thing climbing out of its skin. But I see them in the snow, how they jump up in the air.
It'd be interesting. It would have to go down to knowing what each one of those vehicles in the competition runs. If they're, say you got a snowmobile, because I can't remember what Tom said his snowmobile ran last week, but I know he was like 460s in the Ape.
Ooh-wee.
So because he's got, I think he told me, I can't remember, because he did say there's snowmobiles, there's Pro Mod, Pro Stock, and then there's some other classifications. But the one he got, I think he was either Pro Stock or Pro Mod. And they to be 460-something in the eighth of a mile, that's hot, that's hauling it. So if you got, say we got him, he running 460, and then we got some more guys that's got motorcycles that's running close to that. If you close in the same range, then put you a competition together. That wouldn't be a bad idea. That wouldn't be a bad idea. So, because, you know, anybody can race. That's why I like, because no prep, you can have one of the fastest guys out there. He can be a big tie. But when it comes to no prep, the traction is what determines who's the winner, who gets the most better traction and get on out there and crosses that finish line before the other one. So it evens the playing field, whether you got a smaller car with less power. A big car might get out there and spin the tire 2-3 times, and then you go on by. So it evens the playing field. I like that about no prep. So when you got a snowmobile versus a car, and the car, because when my boy was out there, he ran, now I forgot what his time was, he ran off the trailer, I think it was a 446 or 464, something like that, last week, and with his Nova, and he was hauling that. That's a small block, a Nova 2. And I said, good God Almighty. So they're close. But that Nova had, it was getting faster and faster every time you get the tune on it. And then till late that night, it started getting a little dew on the ground because everybody started spinning in that same area on the track. It's right around the 300 mark. And he would spin a little bit and almost go to the wall, get out of it.
Wow.
So there's another event. What time is it? 8:38 here in Detroit, 7:38 in Chicago. But there's some other events. We're gonna talk some more about the Mudbone versus Bodie in California yesterday. Mudbone took the W in California. That was Leroy versus Bodie. It was Chicago versus California. And Bodie gave Mudbone damn near everything in drag racing and gave him a little bit too much. So, Mudbone, congratulations to Mudbone for winning and coming out on top. I'm going to call him in a bit and see if I can get him to come on.
And, most part, traveling.
Yeah.
Traveling.
yeah, that's a long way from Chicago to Cali. A lot of the guys was out there. Trigger Man from Cowboy from down south. They had a pretty good race, I guess, this past weekend. And had to go out to them.
Yeah, it was huge.
Yeah. We did have a hand up, but they took it down. There you go. He's coming back up now. Ring the doorbell. There you go. We got Brother Rich. We're going to talk to Rich about his debut out at Milan yesterday. Brother Rich, your mic
wasn't a very good one.
How you? It was?
It wasn't a super good debut, no.
Did y'all get rained out?
No.
No?
Not while I was
it rained here in Detroit. It rained here in Detroit, man, and I was like, oh, shoot. I was thinking JJ the Boss's race was going to get rained out. But But 131 was 2.5 hours away from Detroit, so anything can happen. They can have good weather, and we can be flooded.
We went through two rain delays up there. They didn't start first round Friday night until 9 p.m.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, everybody I was with. It rained here. It rained about 92 degrees of heat.
Listen, that is getting rich. I ain't for this. I'm not for this right now, Tayo. Rain.
Everybody I was helping Friday was done by second round, and I got home at 3:30 in the morning. And I didn't even stay for the rest of the race.
Oh, man. So tell me, how did your car
They also had 87 small tire cars in the race Friday night. It's the biggest crowd JJ's 87? Ever had anywhere.
87?
87 small tire cars.
Ooh. I seen a truck. Somebody had I couldn't see exactly what kind it was, but somebody had looked like a four-wheel drive truck that was in the race. It might have been a two-wheel drive, full-size truck.
Were they all from the Detroit area, or they come from all over?
All over Michigan. There was a few guys there from Wisconsin, Indiana. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of the guys that I know prep with, there's quite a few of them up there. I think they said they had...
Wow.
40? I think it was 40-some big tire cars for the Saturday race. I mean, some of the small tire guys ran Saturday in the big tire because you could run for free. But I think they had 40-some entries in big tires on Saturday, so.
Okay.
But to answer your question... Not worth a shit. Car just.
What was the question?
Did you have issues or was the track?
No, it died. Every time I let go of the trans brake, it would just like flood out and then come back to life and make a lick. My run with Jasper in second round, which it's never done. I don't know what's going on with it. It's almost like the nitrous solenoids, the fuel side came on, but the nitrous didn't, is kind of how it acted. But it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing activated on it. So first round, it barely just burped and then took off and was a clean hit. And the other guy was spinning. And so we made it through first round. It's the first time we've ever had a round win in any of the no prep events.
Congratulations.
But... second round, we drew Jasper, which is never a good thing. But never a good thing. But you want to do it early if you're going to have to. But the car's spit and sputtered for probably 80 feet, 100 feet before it decided to wake up and go. So, not really sure what's going on with it. But
so it acted like. Like maybe been air in the system, air in the lines. It just cough, and then once it got there, it took off.
Yep, and it doesn't make sense because it's never done that. But I've been fighting this fuel injection system since we put it on the new motor. And there's been several conversations with my engine builder and a couple other people, including FiTech themselves, that said we were – probably maxed out on what the capacity of this thing could do, and it's freaking out because it doesn't understand what I want it to do.
When you
say it's going into a safe mode.
What the computer system is doing?
Yeah, the maximum amount of air volume through this thing is where we're at. And it's freaking out and throwing a bunch of fuel to it because it doesn't understand any of the other settings we've got in it. So But I took care of that problem today.
I think just my opinion, it's a tune issue. Because air and fuel has to go in the engine, whether it's idling or wide open throttle. And trying to accommodate that idle or wide open throttle is a task. Do your computer system record everything that it did through that pass, or is your system not that set up for it?
It would have if I had pushed the button and started it, but I didn't.
Oh.
Because well, I've never had a problem.
That's data. That's data we don't
Yeah, I hate that word.
Yeah.
Well, my problem is I hit the button and record the data. When I'm all done, I put it in my computer, and it looks like a mumbo-jumbo bowl of spaghetti. I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at, so it does me absolutely no good. So I don't do it. I have no idea how to read none of that shit. So that's why I don't hit the button. But,
well, tell me this. What kind of system? What kind of system do you have on it?
Phytec.
Phytec.
Yep, we've okay. talked about it 100 times. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think we.
Tails actually looked at it for his car and shit. I mean,
I'm thinking I'm gonna get one.
It worked on my small cubic inch motor. This system worked beautiful, and I never had any problems with my smaller motors.
Okay.
But now that I've got a big motor and we're pushing a shit ton of air into this thing, the system I don't think is big enough. But I'll find out Friday if that's the case. Because now Phytec only has one system bigger than what's going on in my car starting tomorrow. I went up two sizes and picked up a new system for it today.
You're single cargo, right, Rich?
Yes. And the
or
one that's on there, well, yeah, it's a single body, single carb, whatever.
Yeah.
I know what you meant, but, yeah, I don't have a dual setup. But the one that's on there, Tao, is the Mean Streets, their 800-horsepower system. It's
right.
1,050, it's 1,050 CFM. The one that I just picked up today is a 1,450 CFM. What Phytec seems to think is the amount of air that we're bringing into it is at the maximum of what it can communicate with itself or calculate for the fuel that we need, and it's not comprehending what's going on, so it's going into safe mode and just throwing a boatload of fuel at it so it doesn't burn nothing up.
Hey, Rich, let me ask you this. Have you messed with the timing at all before you with the system on here right now?
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's been we've moved it around.
Did you try retarding it a little bit and see if it cleared out?
Yeah. I can show you a video from 2 weeks ago, and I didn't do a goddamn thing to the car except change the oil in it and change the slicks on it. And we ran into this problem yesterday.
Well, what were the conditions 2 weeks ago compared to yesterday?
Same thing.
Same?
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, within 2 or 3 degrees. I mean, the humidity yesterday was a little higher, but not, you know, like astronomically different. It was humid yesterday, but not, like I say, not crazy difference, but it was different. That was the only thing that was different yesterday was really the humidity. But I've been fighting this since day one on this motor. I've talked to Ernie about it. I've talked to other guys about it. My engine builder told me a month ago to put this other system on. You going to answer the door, Shake, or what?
They going to wait until y'all finish talking.
Oh. Well, let them in. They might have something to tell me how to fix it.
Corey, your mic is open.
No, I go ahead and finish.
Oh, well, I don't know if there's any time to know what I'm doing.
I'm missing nobody.
You know, nobody.
But I don't know. That's what I say, Tail. I've been on. And the other thing is since we've been fighting this thing with what it's doing, we've been shutting off different temperatures and fuel settings and different things. So we're probably 30% of the data spots that they pick up, where they read different shit at different times. Mm-hmm. We probably got 30% of it shut off. So it's even got less ability to adjust and learn because of what we've been changing and deleting, trying to fix it. So I just, like I say, everybody seems to think it's too small. They told me that a month ago, and I was bullheaded and didn't want to deal with it. So we're going to change it and find out. I'm not doing anything else to the car except changing that system. We'll see if it cleans it up. Unless somebody's got something out there that I don't know about to tell me.
What?
My question is, if you put that other one on and it does the same thing, do we go into the injectors?
No. If I have the same problem, because the injectors are part of the unit. So the system I'm taking off.
Bigger, okay. It comes with the next size of injectors.
Yeah. It's just like taking this carburetor off, putting another carburetor on.
So basically, I'm taking a
1050 carburetor off and putting a 1450 carburetor on it. The only difference is it's fuel injected and electronic instead of mechanical carburetor.
Right.
I think, Teo, if it has the same problem, then the problem ain't the fuel injection. I'm thinking the next thing would be mechanical. It would have to be something that's mechanical not properly working. Because both of the systems, if you went from that one to another one, I don't think that one. That will have to, we can't just guess it. We have to run tests. Just like if a person went to the doctor and found out they got cancer, but now we got to find out what is that cancer affecting. Is it affecting the liver? We run tests on the liver. Affecting the lung? We run tests on that. I would like to have been there. I really would, Rich, because when you told me you was gonna be there the week before, I was gonna support you. I couldn't go this weekend. I would like to see it. I'd like to hear it, feel it, or if you can explain it to me in very good detail, we can probably figure out where the problem's at. I just need to know the symptom. As clear as you can explain it to me, you said it kind of like it balked and then took off.
Yep. If I had a carburetor on it, I'll tell you right now, if it was a carburetor that was on it, I would be changing the power valve or eliminating the power valve and the problem would go away.
Right. Yep.
Right,
that's exactly
what
the
power valve needs to be out of there, because that power valve delays the fuel and cause it to blow, and then it picks up.
Let me ask you this, Rick.
The fuel system. Go ahead.
Rich, does on the top
hold
of
on,
that.
Hold on, Sean.
On the top of that, would it happen? Does it have air bleeds or no? You know, like on Dominator, how the air bleed jets on top. Is there anything like that
no.
on them?
The only thing they have
okay.
is four individual screws to adjust each blade in each corner for your
the
fuel,
Venturas.
Like I don't know, like your God damn it. What am I thinking? Your idle circuit,
like
you
the,
have your four
like,
corners.
Like the idle solenoid.
Right.
Your air fuel mixture ratio that you have on all four corners
right.
on a racing carburetor at idle.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of like that, but it's a blade. It just turns each individual blade a little bit to.
Right. To compensate for that.
Yeah.
I
you,
got
so you.
You
can raise the idle, and it does as the IAF. I just sent both of you the videos from round one and round
okay.
two. But that's exactly what, to me, that's exactly what it acted like was the power valves. You know, if you got a power valve and all that stuff in a carburetor or your squirters are too big, you know, and you're
mm-hmm.
on the trans brake and you dump all that fuel in it, you know, when you put it to the floor, you let go of the button,
mm-hmm.
you got that blip, 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 till it clears up.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it did both times. The first time it was enough to where the nose dropped and then it hauled ass, just that little one hiccup. The second time, I was out there 70, 80, 100 feet before it cleared up. And it was out there, the nitrous never come on either. So I don't know if I got
the
two problems.
Didn't come off?
No, nothing. It did once it cleared up and went, then it did.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't understand either. Unless I've got a wide open throttle switch that's not activated all the way that I didn't get to the second run until I got pissed off and pushed it just that much harder because it didn't go.
Might be.
You know, but
that like
I got
to
get it in the
mechanical.
Garage and look at it. But well, there's nothing mechanical on it. That's the problem. Other than the electric fuel pump and my foot. I mean, everything underneath their fuel system wise is electric.
Okay, let me ask you a question. If you brake torque it, can you come up on the R's? How high would the R's go when you brake torque it?
On the trans brake?
No, just
or
brake
power
torque.
Brake.
No,
talking about foot braking, about foot
power
braking
brake.
It.
Yeah.
Foot braking it?
Yeah.
1,500,
mm-hmm.
1,800, just off idle. I can't hold it anymore. My brakes won't
okay,
hold it.
Okay, so it's trying to. It's there. It's just it just wasn't using it when you took off. Then that second pass.
And the other thing that it did do 2 weeks ago and it did do yesterday is 2 weeks ago, if you watch the video from that, I get on the I push the trans brake and I go to get up on the two-step.
Mm-hmm.
And the two-step set at 4,400. It would only come up to about 36, 3,700. And then just before I let go of the brake, you can hear the RPMs go all the way up to the 4,400. And actually hit the two-step. Like it's getting too much fuel
delayed.
And flooding itself out almost. And it's got to clear up and burn what's there so it'll go up farther. Does that make
hey,
any
Rich,
sense?
Do you got a relay on that two-step? Is there a relay?
Yes.
Check the relay.
Well, either the relay works or it don't.
Right.
And, I mean, it's working. It just the RPMs of the motor's not getting there fast enough. And I don't know why. So, like I said, it's almost like it's flooding itself out. And then, you know, how when a car floods itself, you know,
what is the timing set, Rich?
Total timing's at 36 degrees.
Did you try changing it?
Yeah, back when we first put the motor in. It runs the best at 37. But it's at 36 because I can't quite take enough timing out with my recharge system.
Wait a minute. What chip you get? You got a chip in there, right?
It's a dial. I got a dial where I can change my RPMs.
That would make it go.
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead, Tim.
You know, I had this problem with my motor when we first fired it up. And we let it idle, and then I went to get on the trans brake, and it almost hit like a flat spot, and then it came up and got up against the converter. I noticed at the time, and this is before we redid the motor, I noticed at the time I had zero vacuum all the way through. I had zero vacuum. I had zero vacuum. We checked the gauge. The gauge was working. When we had it plugged in at, we got nothing.
And that's not good.
So I'm wondering, do you have a gauge on there, vacuum gauge on there?
Yeah.
How was that reading?
Zero. Because my vacuum pump hasn't worked in 2 months. My vacuum pump hasn't worked. Is that what I said, or vacuum gauge?
Vacuum pump.
Yeah, my pump quit working. It's got a stuck valve in it. I'm waiting for a new one.
Now, mine, you know, is different from yours because I have the dual carbs. I don't have the injection. But I have that exact same problem. And then after we rebuild the motor, you know, we found stuff wrong with the motor. But now, and I didn't change anything after we rebuilt it. And I buried that pedal. It went straight up against the converter. Didn't even hesitate. Wanted to go past the converter, actually. It just revved out, whoa, went right up to it. So I don't know. I don't know what I did as far as rebuilding, you know, redoing the motor and everything. I didn't change anything. Went up a point in the compression, but other than that, you know, the exact same way. And whatever it was, it fixed. So
yeah. Well, carburetors work on vacuum, though.
Yeah.
What did
and
you
that's
say?
Why I,
well, I mean, a carburetor has to have vacuum for it to operate. I mean, that's how they work.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
But fuel injection, the injectors are going to go when the electric pulse tells it to go. It doesn't have. Not saying that there's not
right.
a vacuum issue now that my pump's not working, but the only reason we even put the vacuum pump on it is because as hard as we're spraying it. I mean, making a motor hit or whatever, I don't even need the vacuum pump to be working. But right now, I can't even make a motor hit. The car's a dog. I mean, I've spent all this time trying to make sure the suspension works, and we didn't spend all that fine-tuning stuff. But, like I say, 2 weeks ago, it made a good lick on a virgin surface. And I'm like, good, we're good to go. And then we get down there.
And you didn't change anything after that?
It falls on its face. Nope. The only thing I did was put a fresh set of plugs in it. That's
okay.
it.
That wouldn't do nothing. That was
the... But how the ones you took out look?
they're dark, but I have not, I still have yet to get any place where I could make a hit and shut the car off and coast and get off the track and drag the car back to actually get a good plug reading. I haven't been able to do that anywhere yet. And even at Milan yesterday, we were at the top end racing backwards, racing eighth mile, and then you had to go all the way up to the starting line to use the actual frontward staging lanes to get back out to the road at the entrance to drive back.
Yeah.
I mean, Buck, I put 3.5 miles on my car every pass to make an eighth mile pass.
Yeah, Milan's a pretty big place.
Yeah, and we were parked on the road course. And I will say my car is not set up for curves anymore. I have to go through 2 sets of S-curves to get back to my trailer every time I come back. I won't make that mistake.
Well,
man,
you know what I used to do before I started pushing my car back? When I would shut it down and just coast, and I just kept the spark plug wrench and another plug in the car with me and, you know, pulled out a plug and put that one in and read it back at the pedal. But that's kind of a pain in the butt. I mean, it was easy for me to get the plugs out of your car.
Right, and mine's not. I got a custom little socket and a little stubby ratchet wrench to be able to change my plugs. And while the headers are hot, you're going to burn every finger or anything you reach down in there with. But, I mean, it's just the way it is. But I'll get, like I said, I got a new fuel injection system now. I picked it up today. We're going to put it on. We'll see. And I'm not changing anything else. I'm going to put a new set of plugs in it. I'm putting a new injection system on it. We'll see if it fixes it. And if it does, then we know where the problem was at. If it don't, then we're definitely going to have to start digging deeper. But I need to figure out how to read the data thing and how to actually use the one that's in the FiTech.
I'm back.
But I need to figure out how to read that and be able to put that in my computer so I can read it. And I actually am looking for a data collector. I don't want anything that ties into the fuel injection or none of that, but I want to get something that does like RPM and drive shaft speed and a couple other things that I can download and keep an eye on.
Now that system you got on there, will it input that? If you had a drive shaft sensor on,
no,
it won't.
It's strictly, the only thing that's on the car is strictly for the fuel injection system. It reads RPM and like air fuel ratios, your AFR, that kind of stuff, percentages, and that's it. Throttle position, you know, that stuff. It doesn't tie into anything else on the car. But like my engine builder was talking to me today, wanted to know where the car was shifted because he thinks it's real sluggish, like it doesn't have enough stall in the converter. How many RPMs is it dropping when it shifts? I don't have any idea. I can't watch that when I'm making a lap. You know, when I'm actually making a hit, I'm worried about if I'm pointed at the wall or at the center line or driving a goddamn thing. I ain't got time to look
at
the
driver.
The driver might want to invest
to keep that joker straight. The computer, a good system, records everything, and then after you get out, then you can go back and view it. You ain't got time. The driver don't have time to monitor and all that
other
stuff.
I know right where Tail's thinking is a GoPro on a roll bar watching all the gauges.
Absolutely. Yeah. I live and die by mine. I love mine.
You know, and that might be cheaper to buy one of them and mount to the roll cage than trying to find some kind of data logger. Because everything that I look at ties into your fuel injection system and everything all together, and then you tune with your laptop. I don't need none of that shit because I ain't buying their fuel injection system.
Yeah.
I'm not spending $10,000 or $12,000 to convert my car, and I'm just not going to do it.
You know, now because they have all these different GoPros out there, you go find yourself a GoPro 3, an old one. All you're using it for is just exactly that. When you get in the car, you just turn it on, and it records everything. You do it at your launch, and when I come back, I mean, I glance down at my gauges, but like you said, I don't know how far my shifts are in between and how far it drops. I mean, I do because I watch my film, but, you know, it's...
Right. Not while you're driving.
Yeah, because you got a little things that...
You know, that's what the whole point of the shift
is. My fuel pressure, I watch it all. And then if it's fluctuating or it drops down to one, you know, I see it all there and make my adjustment. I'm old school. I'm just old technology. I still love running carburetors, you know, and because that's what I know. I'm not a computer geek. I can't, you know, I can get onto my Candy Crush, and that's about it when it comes to Facebook shit. So,
hey,
I'm not that.
Okay, Rich, I got a question or two, and then we got another call on this line. I got to get to. That's a fuel. That's like a throttle body fuel injection system you got on there, correct?
Correct.
What is your fuel pressure?
No idea.
Is there a fuel pressure regulator?
Built into it. Does its own thing. It controls its own thing. It's all part of the computer program. Every sensor for that fuel injection system is in the throttle body part that bolts on where the carburetor goes, except oxygen sensor and water temp sensor. Those are the only two that are not already built into it. Everything else is inside the unit.
Okay. All right. Text me the name of that system again. I got a caller that I got to bring in. And you familiar with it, Rich, because we talked about it last week. Text me the information on it. I'm going to open up this other mic. It's one of our special guests is supposed to come on today. 616-6441. Who we got, caller?
We got Mama D on the line.
Mama D, we've heard so much about you. It's making my mouth water already. Welcome to the Shake and Bake Show. I'm doing good. I've never met you, but I'm looking forward to meet you. Tell us who you are. Tell the audience who you are and what you do.
My name is Debbie. I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I'm the owner of Mama D's Kitchen and Motor Park and Finest Line Barbecue.
Your phone breaking up for a quick second. Say it again. Mama D, you own Mama D's?
Yeah, I'm the owner of Mama D's Kitchen Mobile Food Cart, and I also produce Mama D's Finest Wine Barbecue Sauces.
Barbecue Sauce.
Come on here, yes, and give a shout-out to Drag Nation News. They doing their thing, and... We're going to be at the event, the cancer event in October. So we just wanted to let everybody know that we're going to be there.
Okay. And that's going to be August the 8th?
I think it's October.
October the 8th. Yeah. At US 41. October the 8th, US 41. Sean Drag Nation News putting a race together. I will be in the house. And he told us about you. And Rich, that's the lady that had the that you sent a picture to me about the meatloaf burger. Is that what it's called?
Oh yeah, I know exactly who she is. I'm a lot closer to her than you are, though.
Have you ever been there?
I have not yet. If I'd have got up to 131 or a little earlier, I was going to drive on up and have some food, but I didn't get up early enough, and I definitely didn't get out of there early enough, leaving at 2:30 in the morning. I know she ain't open then, so I just drove home after eating a dumbass hot dog, and we'll get back up there.
Okay.
Well, I hope races that day so you can try us out.
Mama D, what do you want us to call you by, Mama D or Deborah, Debbie or what?
You can call me Mama D because it seems like I've lost my name, Debbie. Everybody calls me Mama D.
Okay. Do this. Do me a favor. I know you got a website, phone number, and address to where you at, because we travel. A lot of guys on this show travel and go from Chicago down south, whatever. You're not too far away from Detroit for Shake and Bake to be coming to see you. And give us your address, phone number, website. Go ahead and put your plug out there.
Wherever they can meet you at.
Okay. Our website is Mama D, and it's spelled, because a lot of people spell it M-A. It's MOMMADSKITCHENLLC.com. Is our website.
Mama D, your phone is breaking up. Start all over.
It's
you know what? Do you have your phone on speaker?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, take it off speaker. It'll probably be clear. Yeah, it'll probably be clear.
Yeah.
Let's see. There you go. Oh, there you go. Okay, now can you hear me?
Okay, try it now, Mama D. Yeah,
it's
try it now.
Mama D's Kitchen, MOMMADKITCHEN. LLC.com is our website. You can also get us on Facebook and Instagram. And we are usually located at the Fulton Street Farmers Market here in Grand Rapids, Michigan on Saturdays. In order to keep up with us, you need to check our Instagram and our Facebook, because we don't have a brick and mortar, just a mobile food cart unit. So we're always at events, or we're usually at the Fulton Street Market to catch us. And we're there from 8 to 2, 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturdays. You can also get our barbecue sauces off our website. You can get them locally at the Meyer Bridge Street Market here in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay.
We're
going to do this website.
Sauces. All our sauces are made with wine, 0.5. A pineapple Moscato. It's made with a white Moscato, and it's our sweet. We have sweet orange Serena. It's made with the red wine, and it's our sweet and tangy. Apple Chardonnays are sweet and sour, because you still get that twang of Chardonnay in the sauce. And then we have cherry bomb Moscato, made with a cherry Moscato, and it's explosive. You get all that good flavor, and then the bomb goes off, and it's hot. So
that sounds like it's right up your alley, Taylor.
Hey, they love them on them chicken sandwiches, them cheeseburgers, anything on our cart we put our sauce on. We don't serve ketchup because our sauce go on vegetables, too. Kids eat it with French fries. Vegan people eat it with vegetables. I've had it on catfish, salmon. It's very versatile. You can use it as a dipping sauce. You can even marinate in it.
Mm-hmm.
going to leave a shine as fine as wine on anything that you put it on.
Listen, that.
So y'all be there. I'll be there.
I'm taking a minute. Hey, Rich.
What'd you say, Sean?
They will be there. I second the minute. They will be at the Cancer Awareness event. They are the main, are our main sponsor. So they definitely, the name, they will be on the flyer. They will be in the house. I mean, this is, man, when they said they were going to be part of the sponsor, man, it was just like a big surprise. And man, when I tell you, you're not going to meet anybody more nicer than these people, man. They take 110%. They put 110% in their business. I mean, you can't go wrong with these people. I promise.
Well, thank you, Sean.
You will be satisfied.
You,
you're welcome. You're welcome. I mean, I'm only telling the truth, you know.
Hey, Sean.
They're really good people. They got really good food. Yeah.
How come you said, hey, Rich, they will be there? Why did you drag me at the beginning of that? Are you still trying to convince me to come down for the small tire shootout thing or what?
Hey, I can't convince you to come, but I did say just come on. Just come on. Just get there.
Well, I told you if you needed me for that six-car shootout, I would come down.
Oh, I need you for that six-car shootout. So, I need you to walk. And then when you get there, I need you to go right on over there to Mama D's kitchen and try one of them meats.
Oh, I'm going to. I can promise you that.
Oh,
yeah,
man, I got
you as we get close to it. I'll release a menu when we get closer to it. The day for y'all.
Okay.
And then I'll post it up once when they post it up. I'll post it up on the Drag Nation page also.
I did send you her Facebook page, Shake, so you can put it on your page.
Right, that's what I was about to definitely make sure I get. Mama D, is there a number too?
Yeah, our number is, oh, my goodness, I'm just getting it like crazy.
Oh, somebody's trying to talk. Hold on, Shay.
It is 833-666-6237.
Okay.
Yes, our number. Yeah.
Now, do you have a problem with how far you travel, or depend on?
All right, talk about the young motor.
I don't have a problem traveling. I haven't traveled far with the cart or anything, but. Ain't no problem. We rolling.
So this will be your first time at US 41?
No.
Yes.
They came there. Oh.
We visited.
No,
we didn't bring the cart.
Right.
Came to the last one and everything, but we didn't bring the cart or anything like that. Now, I was just getting my cart, and I believe it was being refurbished at that time. But we did come down and support.
Okay.
They definitely did that, man. That's all this transpired. When I tell you, you got to say, once I guarantee you go back, you go to that car more than once. I guarantee it.
Okay.
Are you interested in that meatloaf burger? That's what you interested in, that meatloaf burger?
What? He sent me a picture of it while we was on the show. That was the only thing he sent me a picture of. And I fell in love right there on the spot. So when I see the rest of the stuff you got, you gonna have a problem with getting me away from your food truck.
a good
Do you
thing.
Guys
That's
go anyplace
thing.
Else, Deb? Other Deb, do you guys go anyplace other than just the farmer's market right now? Are you doing other things or other events in Michigan or?
Yeah,
just basically in the Grand Rapids.
We've been basically in the Grand Rapids area, a lot of community events and stuff like that, a lot of city events and things. But like I said, I got a production of my sauce, too, so I'm promoting that as well. You know, I just promoted it at the Bridge Street Market, my Bridge Street Market yesterday. We were there with tasting, had pulled pork and jackfruit for my vegan people, and it went well. And people love the sauce. They bought the sauce, so... Just trying to keep promoting my sauce and get it out there. There's not very many barbecue sauces out there that have great flavor, great taste,
yep.
and all that
yep,
you want
flavor.
To expect in a barbecue.
Well,
the reason
the sauces,
I started making my own barbecue is because I'm a home chef, and everything on my plate was looking good except for the meat of being, you know, when you barbecue. The sauces are also dark. You know, and it's just like a clump of meat on your plate, and it wasn't working for me. Something to make it look as good as bread.
Being okay, I can't handle hot. I like flavor, but I can't handle hot. So, what's the best sauce for me to get?
Your best sauce would be pineapple Moscato, our number one seller. It's sweet and spicy. The thing about that one is that it really plays to the palate individually. If you really like hot food, it's going to taste a little more on the sweeter side to you. If you don't like hot food, then it's going to taste a little more on the spicier, hotter side to you. You know, and if you're good with both, it's just that magic flavor altogether. So that one's the tricky one out of all of them.
Yeah, I'm with you, Rick. I don't eat real spicy food, man. And it works wonders on ribs, chicken.
yeah.
Man,
it does. Vegetables
a whole
too.
Flavor.
Don't leave out the vegetables.
I have tried it on the vegetables.
It works well.
So I have to go to your webpage to be able to buy the sauce. I can't do it through your Facebook page.
No, you have to go to the website to do it.
All right.
I don't have it set up for that.
Did you send it, Rich? Because I don't. Oh, you sent it through Messenger. Okay.
You don't have your web page listed on your Facebook page there, Deb?
Yeah, I have a Facebook page.
Yeah, I'm on your Facebook page, but I don't see where your web page would be connected to it.
On the Facebook page section?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. What's this one right here? Don't
Mama
D. Back to your Facebook.
1145 Fulton Street, East Grand Rapids, Michigan, 48-49-503. Okay.
Yeah.
It says she's closed right now. Imagine that.
You said what?
It says you're closed.
Yeah. They will be closed this late.
Yeah, on second. She's on the second base.
Right. Yeah.
9:30 on Sunday night.
Yeah,
you're
closed right
closed?
Now. Oh, man. Why would she be closed?
Hey, we're trying to get it to open up so him and Shake and Bake can get some orders. That's what it is. I don't blame you, Rich.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
man,
go, you start going me. Down her Facebook page, Shake, and you're going to want to go get something to eat. That's all I'm going to say. Holy shit.
I'm about to.
You all right, Rich, over there?
Wow. You got some nice looking, you got some nice looking food, Deb. I'm gonna give you that. If it tastes half as good as it looks, it's gonna be off the charts.
Well, I hope you guys are in October. I will do my best to put every thing for you guys and make it taste great.
What's your actual website?
KitchenLLC.com. That's the actual
You know,
website.
Your phone is going in and out, dear.
I believe it because...
I got her.
Always
got her.
Going in and out.
Oh, okay.
I heard what she said. Must be it's your phone.
Oh, okay.
Not really.
It probably
not
is
really.
My phone. It's probably these headset I got on.
No, it's not. She cut in and out, but I got enough of it to find what I needed.
Yeah, okay, good.
I wonder what key it is. I haven't heard from key today.
And that's not a bad price on your sauce either. It's a good price.
Thank you. We just came out with gift cards, too. Got them available online on the you can get them online, too.
Yep.
Man, listen, when I tell you, this food is off the chain.
Well, I appreciate you guys, you know, having me on. Let me tell y'all a little bit about Mama D's Kitchen. I really look forward to serving you guys in October, if not beforehand.
I got
to
they're going
to
get beforehand.
With the website. So, a lot of things going on with Mama D's. So, they study updating everything. We're, you know, new, not really new. We've been for 4 years, you know, when we first started out, but the pandemic shut everything down. So, that's the reason I had to switch to making barbecue sauce because I couldn't get Mama D's Kitchen started after the COVID shutdown, you know, restaurants and all that stuff shut down. So in order to save my business, I had to start making sauce. My kids and my husband's like, Mama, sell your barbecue sauce. So I did it. Didn't know what I was doing. But I'm here today celebrating what God, you know. So...
Mama D, did you have a birthday recently?
In March.
Huh?
Back in March.
It was in March.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Back recently.
Because I was looking at another Mama D on the theme, and
Yeah.
He had one for July the 5th.
Oh, yes. There's another Mama D.
On the 13th.
What,
yeah,
what
we had our wedding anniversary.
Y'all wedding anniversary, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Last week, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, because, last week.
I called y'all.
Yeah.
I put the message up there, yeah. Man, I told y'all, y'all doing y'all thing, and I'm going to tell all my friends about it. And when y'all became, you know, sponsors, like, I gotta, you know, do y'all, I mean, y'all good people. So I'm going to push Mama D's Kitchen to any and everybody that I know. You know, so.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that. Yeah, same here with Drag Nation News, you know. Let's get it going.
You're always welcome to come and advertise here on the Shake and Bake Show. I'm going to sample some of your cooking, your barbecue sauce. And if Sean like it, I know I'm going to like it. So get ready to sell out.
I'm going to get ready.
You're
going
to like it.
I appreciate y'all.
That's why I was asking, Deb, how far you're willing to travel, because we've got an event that's going to be happening down here in our area, and right now all they got is I call them junk wagons that are at the fairs, carnivals, sausages and hot dogs is basically all they got for a food thing. So I will talk to them if you're willing to come down.
Where are you
to,
at?
Jackson. Well, the track's just outside of Jackson, here in Michigan. So it'd
Jackson,
be about an hour and a half, 2-hour drive for you, yeah.
that's about the same to the other track for us. So I don't see a difference. That's about the same from here to 41. So isn't it about an hour and a half away? It's closer. You said it's a little closer.
To 41 for you? If you can get to 41 and a half for Grand Rapids, I'm hooking my ass to you. Holy shit.
Look, I tell you, I love the race. On the street. Tell them what I drive, Sean. Tell them what I drive.
Yeah, it's 300, baby. 300S here.
300S ain't playing.
Well, I know you're an hour and a half north of me. From my place to your place is about an hour and a half, maybe hour and 45 minutes. And I'm 3.5 hours from US 41. So if you're getting down there in an hour and a half, 2 hours, I want to fly with you. So,
they all do.
Hey, Rick.
The kids, too. They want to ride with Mama because Mama gone.
I guess. Holy shit.
She can drive. I ain't trying to tell her secrets, but she can drive. It's all I can say.
You
can drive.
I love it.
But if that's something you'd be interested in maybe doing, Dev, I can reach out to the guys and check into it for you.
Sure, that sounds great. But that's my bucket list, to do a run, a quarter mile. I ain't did it yet. I did it on the highway, but I really want to do it on like y'all doing it, Drag Nation Nuke, you know.
I got you. I got you.
You heard.
We have enough cars there at the track for you to drive.
See, son, she wants to go fast and she wants to stir up her soup. I can see some potentials in her already.
Man. We're going to make that one happen. We're going to definitely make that one happen. So we got, I'm doing an all-females race. It's in regular vehicles on that day, on October the 8th. I know you're going to be busy, but...
What?
You can take a few minutes out.
Man, you gonna make me take the rims off. She got her sandals on right now. I gotta put the boots back on, man.
Oh boy, I'm working on something right now. I'm working on something right now. If everything works out right, you know, because the wife she wants to race too. So I'm working on something. I'm trying to work on the deal now. She's gonna have her car. So, and these are for a regular vehicle. So,
It's
you'd be surprised on how many ladies and that's on their bucket list. They want to go down that track. You know, so far it's about 9 of them. So,
your wife too, April. I know she do.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I want a race too.
Yeah. He wants to, so I'm trying to make a deal with something right now. And it's in the making right now. Just said it, you know, we're just trying to come up, you know, if we come up with this agreement. You know, me and him can come up with this agreement. We're having
Let me know. I got it. I might have to let Larry put the boots in the truck. So we can.
Going down the track ain't gonna be a problem. I can make that happen. But if we're gonna working on something. If it works out, we're gonna definitely put you in there. Definitely put you in there.
Yeah, sounds good.
Me and the guy trying to work the deal out. We trying to work it out. So if we can make it out where it makes sense for both of us really to work. Oh yeah, I really do believe it's gonna work out. I really do. We're gonna make that
guys,
happen.
Go. Y'all have a blessed night. And I'm going to see all of y'all, I know, soon and in the future.
Okay. All right. Appreciate you coming on. You know you're more than welcome. And I will definitely be seeing you because I'm going to try you out. I'm going to put you to the
all
test.
All right. And I'll be back on here,
appreciate
too. You. Check y'all out.
All right. Appreciate you, Mama D.
Y'all have a blessed night.
You too. Thank you, John, for getting us. for getting the cook lady of the house in on the show. I'm sitting here a little mad now. I want something to eat and can't get the.
Stay home with you. I'm hungry, so I just got in.
Yeah, man. Rich got my mouth all set up for some hamburger meatloaf. Goodness. And then
I warned you
on here.
I warned you not to scroll down that page. I warned you.
I'm on it right now, Rich. I'm looking at this. What is this? Turkey wings and oh man. I'm here trying to scroll and make the picture bigger. Rib tips. Good God almighty.
Man, the ribs, I'm telling you, I love their ribs. I hope they do some ribs over there. What?
Bridge Street Market. If that's where she hang out at, I'm gonna have to invade.
Yeah, I think that's on Saturday.
Okay. Oh man. I know this got to be smothered chicken. Goodness,
all you're doing is torturing yourself, Shake. Just stop. Just
know.
Just close
I know,
it.
Man.
All you're doing is torturing yourself.
Yep.
Hey.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, man. Is this a banana pudding? Good
yeah.
God. This is. God. Yeah, that's a. Awesome.
I told you to quit scrolling.
Sean, did I hear her say she was married?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, they're good
all
people,
right,
man. When I say they're good people, right. they're real good people, man. They real good
okay,
people.
Okay.
Real good food, man.
And you're bringing
man, look at this
you're right into the right world, Sean. Because all of us being small time local guys ourselves, we're gonna support the small guy local places. I mean, that's what it's all
yeah,
about.
Yeah, the price man. Is reasonable, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The price is low.
Well, I'd like to take this time to thank you guys so much for this because the 7 pounds that I just lost, 6 of them just came back. Thank you guys. No. Thank you for the love and care and support that you have for me and my dad. You guys are killing me right now. This is some good stuff. I'm like you, Sean, man.
It's
I'm
healthy food,
baby.
Though. It's all healthy food, though,
mm-hmm.
Tail. Well, until you get to the banana pudding. But the rest of it's all good for you.
Yeah, but see, two things. I'm a sucker for them ribs, and I'm a sucker for banana pudding, dude. It's just...
Ooh,
and that
me
is,
too,
I,
bro.
Yeah.
I can feel my ankle swelling
me
up
too.
Already. Thank you, guys. My buddy.
Oh, man.
Bring
your diabetes pill. Bring your diabetes pill because you're going to probably take up the whole bottle. Good.
Oh,
God,
man.
October 8th.
That's some good stuff on there, man.
And that's a Saturday, too, right? So if you need to come over on Friday and do some testing, feel free to come on.
Yeah, but then I'd have to spend the night someplace. Then it gets expensive.
You start adding weight to the car.
Yeah, especially if Mama D's is down there on Friday. So, and actually, I'm supposed to be at Muncie on the 7th, so I don't know. But it's going to be a prep track, 6-car shootout, full street car, 2810-5 stock suspension stuff, correct?
Yeah.
It's $500 to get in it.
Yep.
Oh, son of a bitch. All right. Well, I guess, like I said, put me on it. I'll buy you one of your 6 unless something happens and you can't get 5 other ones. But you said you already had, what, 2 or 3?
I got 3.
Ooh. Counting me?
No, that's without you.
So now you got 4. You need to find 2 more.
Yep.
Oh, man.
And you got a little bit
of mess me up.
And
you
I promise
me
you I'll
up.
Have
huh?
my fuel system figured out by then.
Oh, yeah. I believe you. I believe in you, bro. I believe in you.
Homemade sweet potato pecan pie. Oh, it's killing.
Jake, get off her page. Shut it off.
I can't do it. I can't do it, Rick. I can't do
man.
It. I'm addicted. Sweet potato pecan pie. Goodness.
All right. I'll be back in a minute, guys. I got to go check in somebody.
All right.
Ooh, wee.
That's him? Yeah. Okay. Where are you?
Look no further. We've got Big Mark coming on. What up, Big
hey,
Mark?
Jake, what's happening, man? How y'all feel tonight?
What's going on, Mark?
I wanted you to chime in a little earlier. You could have made reservations with Mama's Kitchen, Mama D's Kitchens, because I think you owe me a meal or something, about 4 meals, don't you?
We went from sweet potato pie to 4 meals, huh? All right, well, whatever.
There's a late fee and then there's a penalty because my stomach is still suffering, man.
Now, is the late fee for me or for you not showing up at the race?
I couldn't. What, the last race?
The last one that you were supposed to come to, and I was going to have Lee had made them pie. You were supposed to come here, but you couldn't make it at the last minute. You had a family issue or everything,
You had to give me a pass on that one. Okay, so it's three plates you owe me, not four.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll work that out. Ain't no problem.
All right,
no
my
problem.
Man. So here on the Shake and Bake Show, we're gonna introduce you to Mama D's Kitchen. Sean just introduced us to her. She came on, and I'm on her website right now, and it's looking good, bro. You got to
Where's
go on her website page. She's in
Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Grand Rapids.
Oh, okay.
See, Sean been over here in Michigan tipping, finding some of our good soul food places and tapped into them. Now he's sharing them with us. But, she's sweet. Her food looks sweet. She got a banana pudding. Mark, ooh. She got her own barbecue sauce. Ooh. Man, she's got all kind of food on it. Ooh.
Can she send a package?
She got a food truck. She drives. She's gonna drive to 41.
Oh goddamn! Okay, well, I dare to.
What you say, Mark?
I dare to. I'm gonna be sitting at the gate with a goddamn napkin like night before with a goddamn hand in my wallet.
Yeah.
Now my pocket.
No, I'm gonna be right next to her. Matter of fact, I'm gonna trail her here to make sure she don't break down or nothing, and nobody try to rob her.
Man.
That's
our main sponsor, man. Mama D's Kitchen is the main sponsor, man, and they doing it, man.
Are they gonna be at the cancer awareness show?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They're sponsored the cancer awareness race.
Okay.
October 8th.
Yeah, we good. And no problem. No problem. Hey, if I can take a second, man, if you don't mind, Shake, I'd like to send a congratulations out to my brother Leroy from Clark Salt for taking Mudbone and going upside Bowie's head yesterday.
Yeah. We brought that up to Big Mark. We congratulated him. Mudbone got on top of the world. And
yes, sir.
I think I passed the video. You see the video? I passed it.
I did.
The video. It's on my page. Old Mudbone got out there and pulled it out.
Man, I'm totally mad at myself for that, man. I completely forgot that the race was this weekend because I had every intention to go to support Leroy.
Yeah.
That's all right, though. They did their thing. That's the good part about it. They did their thing.
I don't know what's going on with that, but Mudbone sent me that attachment so I could watch it, the video. I go back and look at its message now, and it says it's unavailable.
What?
So I can't watch it. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
If he's
it's
listening,
still on
he probably
his page.
Right back to you.
Well, it's on his page, so, I mean, I can go on there and watch it, but for whatever reason, in the messenger that he sent it to me, it says unavailable now, so I don't know what the hell happened.
Yes, sir. It was impressive. I like that. They said Bodie gave him the break, and he broke on.
Man, you can't get nothing like that to break.
No, you definitely can't.
Leroy and him doing his thing, man. I mean, Bodie doing his thing, you know, can't knock him. You know, but they both doing their thing, man. You know me. I like to congratulate everybody, you know what I'm saying? If it had been, they did their thing, man. Three Lug down there, man, he doing his thing. He did make it to the semifinals. So they was doing their thing. He knocked the towel in the semifinals. So,
oh, wow.
Three Lug and Petey, man, that whole team, they doing their thing down there, man.
Leroy
did his thing down there.
Yes, sir. That's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, now, Shake, yeah, man.
I'm
mad about it, man. I'm totally mad about it. Yep.
What you say,
totally
Big Mark, because I just got back.
Now, there's supposed to be something going on in Martin, Michigan next month on the 7th and 8th or something like that, I heard.
I don't know about Martin, Michigan. All the thing I know of is Randy's race is August 5th and 6th. That's at 42.
I thought they said Pacer had a race at 131, and they had a nice amount of lock-ins already.
I don't know. Because I didn't make it to JJ the Boss's race was this past Saturday. I had something. Rich,
where was
Greg go? At 131.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. He has an interesting fan base, I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, JJ?
Yeah.
Man, JJ's a hustler. And he cool people with it, you know what I'm saying? He ain't like a lot of them, a lot of celebrities where, you know, they rope them all, you know, rope the cars off. You know, they don't want to get too close to the car. They don't want to get too close to them. They don't shake hands. You know, some of them don't want to, you know, they don't want to take pictures. You know, he the opposite. Him and his whole family is the opposite of that. They really cool people, man. Really
because they were really accessible when they were at 41.
Huh? Say that again?
They were real accessible when I went to see them at 41.
Yeah.
And the crib was packed, man. That's the most people I've seen at 41 since I've been since when they first started and they had the Outlaw Superstock guys there. That's the most crowded I think that place has been.
Yeah. Hey, people love him, man.
We got a special guest on the show tonight, people. Long time no hear. We got Uncle Larry on the line with us.
Hey, y'all. How everybody doing?
We doing
all right.
What's that?
All right. Yeah, good. Give me a chance to come and fellowship with you guys again, man. I just kind of sitting around, laid back, waiting, trying to get myself together and waiting on Leroy to finish getting his stuff together. We got a little date on the car. We took it down in California and got us a victory yesterday, so. You know, we can try to get some more data on it, get it straight. Once we get it straight, we're going to do a whole lot of representing for the Clocked Off organization.
That's what's up. We're real proud of you, man. The Clocked Off organization, Motor City Mafia, we stand behind each other, man. And when y'all go down there to California represent, that means they heard of us. They looking out for us. They fear us. So congratulations on that win.
Don't get too crazy now. Don't get too crazy.
Tell Phil on the line. I forgot to mute that mic, man. I'm sorry, Tail.
Yeah.
How
about that?
Tail, did you make the trip? Were you at the race?
No, because we had company from some friends from out of state came down. I was kind of pissed because I planned it wrong. Yeah, I was supposed to be up there.
Tail, they say you missed the going. They say
he always puts on a good man up there.
They say you missed a good one. They say when Leroy came past everybody in the stand, everybody that had a cigarette or a cigar, he lit it for them.
You know what I tell you, man? It wasn't just the win. Bodhi wasn't gaining on him. I mean, Leroy checked out. You know, I think it'd have been a good race head up, but I think Leroy still would have got him head up.
Yeah, well, we're gonna give it to him. Gotta give him some get back. Yeah, we're gonna give it to him. We gotta give him some get back. He's gonna come up here. He's coming up here. So.
Oh yeah.
October 8th would be a good date, Uncle Larry. Mm-hmm. October 8th would be a good date, baby.
Yeah. I don't know, but whenever he makes his mind up to come and stuff, you know, we're gonna roll the carpet out for him the same way he did for them, you know. So.
Exactly.
They'll get together on what date they're going to try to do it, you know. But, you know, it's all about having fun, man, and enjoying and meeting one another, man, and getting together and enjoying so we can put ourselves in a position where we want to see each other once again, another time, you know, to come back and enjoy ourselves. Like they say, double your pleasure. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of things that's going on right now that's not like that, but. You know, grudge racing, the word is, I think it's kind of being abused because when they say grudge, they're just to race each other. It's not to hate each other, you know. And,
right.
You know, a lot of the fun is being taken out of it, you know. And so we just want some of that old-time religion, man. That's all, you know. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to represent the Motor City Mafia Clocked Off, and we're going to represent what we said in Chicago, you know, and go out there and try to have some fun, man. You know, and that's what Leroy, he always promoted that. And that's one of the things that made me start doing the things that I was doing, you know, with the shows and stuff, because I've never asked nobody for a dime to do no show. Never. You know, and my thing with it was, it was just so much fun. It was so much fun. So if we ever get back to putting ourselves in a position where we could do what we used to do, man, we'd have a ball, man. We'd have a ball.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I agree with you.
But we tried to get you last night, Teo. We couldn't get you, Teo. We was calling you last night to mess with you, but we figured you probably was tired of the family and stuff. We didn't know you had nobody in town or nothing, you know, but yeah.
I got some friends out here from Arizona. They're actually staying with us, so we are busy.
Okay.
My mistake. My plan. I got confused on dates.
Well, he ain't finished. We got some more data we want to get on that. We get that up. We get that.
Be easy now. Be easy now.
We get that other date on there. It's going to be some trouble in the land.
I think that car like running that good California air out here.
Yes, yes, yes. Yep, he said he got about 87 or 78 degrees or something. He said that car loved it, you know. And
Say it again. What was that degree again?
About 87 or 78 or something like that. He said last time.
Don't fall for that, Uncle Larry. Don't fall for that. He about to get on that weather town.
So y'all go back to your some of your stuff. I just wanted to come in and say hello to everybody, and I appreciate y'all. The congratulations. I will pass it to him.
Hey, before you go, can you call Big Eddie or give me his number? For some reason, it ain't in my phone.
Really?
No.
Sure I can. Shake. Hold on.
I sure was trying to call you.
Couldn't get him.
I
tried.
Every time I call,
I tried calling Leroy, but you know he's way across. Country, and he's probably
right about now, Leroy probably knee deep into some ribs and mashed potatoes right now. He ain't gonna answer that phone. I'll tell you that.
He probably done bought Red Lobster right about now. Own the restaurant.
Bodie's got so much food up there; it's unbelievable.
Are you ready, Jake?
Yep.
It's 312
203-1227. Got it.
Got it?
Yep.
Okay.
Let me call him right quick.
All right.
I'm usually back in Washington, but the director thought that Kilbride could use the help, so he can swear admit it.
Hey, Sean.
Yo.
Hey, man, what's the big fella doing? He got anything going on?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But I got my cancer awareness race October the 8th, baby.
Yeah, you know I'd be there.
I know, man. I got some surprises. I can't let them out yet. I'm going to let them out right about a week before the event. About a week or two before the event. I'll let them out.
Okay.
Can't let it out yet.
Okay.
But I guarantee we're going to have a ball. Guarantee.
And that's what counts. That's what it's about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maybe a few cars. No.
Okay. I couldn't get him. We'll
have a ball. Definitely going to have a good time.
Yeah, okay.
Who are you trying to get, Shake?
Big Eddie. My bone. Yeah.
Hmm.
God bless all of y'all, Shay. You and all the gentlemen on the phone, Phil, all y'all. God bless y'all, man. I'm going to go ahead on and sit back into this chilling, man. But I just wanted to come in and show hello to each and everybody, man.
Okay. All right. October the 8th. Always I plan on being there October the 8th. And I'm bringing a food truck with me, Uncle Larry. I'm gonna be tailing the food truck behind the food truck.
So I can get
first dibs of that,
be there, Uncle Larry.
Banana pudding. So you don't get yours first.
Just bring some burgers.
she got a lot of stuff. Oh man. But we're going to have a nice time October the 8th. I'll be there in the house.
Definitely.
All right.
As you said, we're going to fellowship.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Right. We're going to fellowship.
Fellowship.
All right.
Appreciate you, Uncle Larry.
All right.
What did you say, Sean? I mean,
Carol?
No, I'll just say we'll see him later.
Oh,
I know it's 9 o'clock. Yeah.
Well, if it's 9 for you, it's 10 for us.
Yeah. I'm about to get my 4 hours, 5 hours of sleep. I gotta get up at 3.
Hey, you stayed up. You stayed up till 3 last night.
I know. I done did turn around and got back up and set. And been upset.
Somebody kept you up late.
Man, he's trying to put these events together, man. I'm telling you. Trying to bring this stuff up, man, these surprises. Doing things that, a little bit different than our very first race. And then doing a little different with the race me and drag was doing. It's,
mm-hmm.
I had to start now. We started on doing this stuff here, man, about a few months ago. So it's a lot, but it's going to be well worth it, well worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, it ain't easy, Sean. It ain't easy.
No. It ain't easy, but, man, you got to be there to see the debut of some of these new races, some of these new cars. These grudge racing that's going on. Man, it's a lot. When I tell you, it's a lot. It's a full day. Full day of cars going down that track. Yeah, you might want to book your flight now. Get on up here for this race.
Yeah, he just sent me a weather report. This weather report showed me the temperature all over the country, and it's saying cold as fuck in every state except California.
Right.
Damn, I can't go nowhere in the United States. It's cold. Damn, tell where you get your weather report. Who your weather people?
That's just straight California weather, baby, right there.
Goodness. I think that California weather report is kind of biased, man. I think it's kind of prejudiced.
Nah, somebody on the East Coast sent that.
Yeah. All right, fellas, I'm going to get out of here, man. I'll see y'all next week for sure. And we'll holler at y'all next week. See all y'all. God willing, in October.
Yeah.
I'll be down south coming up, so. But I don't know when I'll be in California, though. Definitely. But,
yeah, that ain't
right,
no opportunity.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man, anytime. Say anytime. I'll be on next week. Same time, same place. May everybody stay blessed, man.
All right, Big Mark. Big Mark, you make sure you have your bridge card out for October the 8th. your EBT card, Big Mark. Still there, Big Mark? Brother Teo.
I'm still here.
Okay. Brother Rich. Brother Rich. Richie Rich. Big Mark. Well, Teo, it's just me and you. You ready to get up off of here? Call it quits?
Yeah,
that's,
man, we're
looking at all
get
that
out.
Food.
Yeah,
I'm looking at all that
all
food. My mouth sitting here watering right now. I want some of that food. I'm probably going to go, right after I get off the show, I'm probably going to go back to a website and tease myself. Mama D.
Wow.
But that's pretty good, though. She's got her own food truck. She's willing to travel. And the food looks extremely good on there, too, dude. So I will be trying her out. Support the lady. I think she's got a real good thing going on there.
Especially if she's going to be coming down there. Driving to the race.
Coming down where?
Her going to the race, man. She's bringing her truck to the race, man.
Mm-hmm. And she says she liked to race her car, too. So, that's pretty good.
No, that menu looked really good, dude. That looked really good.
It sure did.
Oh, I almost
man.
Asked, how far do you travel? Just out of curiosity.
Well, I asked her. I asked her in a subtle way. If she'd go from her location to 41, she won't have no problem with coming to Detroit. And I don't know how other far out the other states she'll go. Because, you know, when you drive that food truck, you got a big vehicle. You got to put gas in that joker. And wherever you go, you got to make that gas back. And then some. Well, I guess we better go on and shut it down, Teo.
All right, Daddy-O.
All right, man.
We'll be back at it next week.
Yeah. We'll do it again. All right. I want to thank all my guests for coming on the show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And I want to make sure everybody understands shake and bait. Always put God first at everything you do. We had a nice time tonight. We got a chance to wish Mudbone and the Clocks Off organization a success on their race. They win. They went to California, represented. No hatred, no love lost. To my boys in California, I'm glad they had a place to go and they welcomed them and had a nice time and enjoyed themselves. So we're going to have to look out because California is going to come back again, probably this way, sometime soon, and we just have to be ready for them. But it's just all fun. Like Uncle Larry said, it was all fun. Get a chance to make you a couple of dollars at the same time. But with that being said, we enjoyed everybody for coming on. We'll see you next week. Same bat channel, same bat time. Peace, and we out of here.
Mm-hmm.